off with their heads. Not only does the Queen of Hearts say it, but sometimes the garden needs it too. This is Kenny from the Extension Office with your garden tip. Many blooming flowers will start to dry out and turn brown after a time. This process is called senescence and is the natural next step when a flower is setting seeds. Most gardeners don't want these dead heads in view and prefer blooms. Not only are they not aesthetically pleasing, but the plant actually devotes a lot of energy and nutrients into flowers and then the seeds. By interrupting this process, the plant can spend more energy on growing and putting out new flowers. Deadheading is when we remove these spent flowers, and many plants benefit from it. Some of the most notable are roses, zinnias, marigolds, phlox, and snapdragons. Deadheading these plants can give rise to more flowers and also clean up the look. While many plants benefit from deadheading, there are some that shed their own flowers. Petunia and impatiens are some of the first ones that come to mind, as well as begonias, clematis, and lantana. They do just fine on their own. Deadheading can be accomplished by hand, with a thumbnail, or with a quick twist. However, thicker stems, like on roses, are best done with snips or pruners. So, off with their heads. The garden may just look better for it.